Happy birthday to a lazy eagle.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
That's not my opinion. That is actually his opinion. Eagles bass player Timothy B. Schmidt turned 70 years old today. And probably most known for the Eagles song, I Can't Tell You Why, off of The Long Run. Wrote it in 1971. But he had a little help from Don Henley and Glenn Frey. He got a little lazy with the lyrics. He sang the song, he wrote the song, but he needed some help. Here is Timothy B. Schmidt telling you the story.
I remember that I came up with the initial idea, and I played it for Don and Glenn, and they liked it. It's kind of foggy as to what the process was. We had a few sessions together, and Don wrote a lot of the lyrics. I remember him showing me these ideas he had. Or actually, it was more like, this is it. And I remember saying, how come you didn't show me that sooner? And he said, I was waiting for you to show me something. It was kind of a good little lesson for me about being lazy.
I don't think it was lazy. I think it was high. I think it was high just then. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voting continues. There's 19 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. You don't actually vote. I mean, you can vote, but we don't decide. You can vote up until December 5th at rockhall.com/vote. The top ones are Bon Jovi, Moody Blues, Dire Straits, The Cars, in that order. I would disagree with one of those, but who am I? Judas Priest moved past the Eurythmics. Who are they? Why are they even considered? If you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you would have had to have been around for a while. You would have had to change something, inspire someone. Eurythmics? I don't think so. Jay Giles Band passed out Depeche Mode. I don't even need to talk about Depeche Mode, okay? And the MC5 overtook Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Who is Sister Rosetta Tharpe? And who is she to mess with the MC5, the greatest rock band that ever lived?
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.